Blog Talk Radio.
Not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make the way as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before to show up and restore all of the faith that I left slip while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in need. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. The agony of being alone, fear of doing things on my own, the test and trial that come to make me strong, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat, the ways of trials that beat upon me. Not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day. Oh, oh Lord, please make a way.
Praise God, praise God. God is good. Lush Radio Online presents Lush Radio Gospel with your host, the one and only, Lushy Lush. And today we're praising God and giving him his, you know, due praise, because without him there is no us. And we need him in our lives in order for us to be strong and in order for us to take one day at a time and one step by step in order to make it through the day. God is good to you, me, and everyone, you know. And that's one of my favorite songs right now, I Need You Now. You know, the question today is, can you see God in dark places in your life? When you're in a dark place in your life, you know, we all had our dark places in our life, and you feel like, you know, all hope is lost and everything is gone and there's no friends to be found and, you know, you took a wrong turn in your life and you just feel like you just can't make it. Can you see God in the dark places in your life? That is the question today. Like I said, God is good all the time. And I want to send a couple of shout-outs. Shout-out to Mount Calvary Missionary Baptist Church. Shout-out to Outreach 24/7. Check them out each and every Monday. They got their podcast doing that great gospel groove, you know, representing from the DMV area. You can catch them on Outreach247Live.com. Check out Lush Radio Gospel, .ning.com. You know, and go ahead and praise the Lord. Come as you are. We don't judge you here on Lush Radio Gospel, you know. And also shout out to my street queens. Definitely doing their thing to support positive people doing positive things in Game Face, you know. You know, what's crazy was I had to go and minister to some young children the other day on Friday. And I was just telling them about determination and just, you know, no matter what you go through, you know, whatever, what you feel, you know, God never turns his back on you. And the statement of the day is, does God see you or do you see God in these dark places in your life? I want to tell my people out there, you know, no matter what you're going through, no matter what struggle you're feeling right now, and no matter if you feel like you're so down to the point where you just can't get back up and you feel like you just can't make it in this world, you don't know how you're going to pay your rent, you don't know how you're going to make it, you don't know how you're going to feed your child, you know, you don't know if this job's going to fire you, you don't know what's going on. You're just in that dark place in your life. Maybe you had sold drugs and you're just so deep into it, you don't know how to get out. And you know, you was on the strip and, you know, you were selling your soul to the devil, you know. Or maybe you was on drugs, you know, and you was just in a dark, low place in your life. Can you see God in those dark places? Now, we know the devil is a liar. The devil comes in all kinds of shapes and forms, and he attacks us with our weaknesses. You know, he disguises himself, and sometimes he seems as if, you know, he's somebody that loves us, you know, and he might even trick himself and try to clothe himself as if he is God to you, but he's not. The devil is a liar. You know, he comes with our addictions. Some addictions can be drugs. Some addictions can be money. Some addictions may be sex. We have all kinds of addictions, you know. But you know what? God is good. And no matter what situation you're going through, does not mean that God leaves you. Now, the flesh is weak. Now, we know this. And we know that the flesh will turn its back on you. But one person that shall never and shall not turn his back on you is God. God is forever loving. God is a forgiver. God loves his children, and you are one of his children. No matter if you're in a dark place right now in your life, God can pull you out of it if you give yourself to him. Sometimes situations, we just feel like we just out of control, you know. We just lost control of ourselves. We've lost ourselves. But we can come back. Do you ever believe in second chances? God gives you second. One thing about God gives you second, third, and fourth chances. When the flesh, human beings, give you might one or two or three chances. But God gives you several chances to redeem yourself. You know, Jesus sacrificed himself in order to, for us, you know, to just, you know, wash us away of our sins. But, you know, we sin, you know, and God is good all the time. He forgives us for the things that we do. In the dark places in our lives, do we see God? That is the question. We see God. We know God. And we scream and shout and we say we know him. We are aware that God is there. But you know what happens is we ignore God. Yes, we do. Yes, we do see God, but we ignore God in the dark places. And we are so susceptible to the devil to move us and taunt us and make things look so alluring to us, to make us do things that most of the time we wouldn't do if we were walking on that straight path. Doesn't make us super bad people, but we just went the wrong way. But God forgives us for our sins. But remember, change comes by the willing and by force. God will make a way for that change, but you have to be willing to be receptive for that change in your life, to receive God, for God to take all of your fears and your doubts and all of your problems and put them on his back. God loves you. Remember that. No matter what dark place you're in, God is good and God has your back no matter what. Remember this. And on that note, I got to play this for you, man. Regina Bell spoke it the best that we could speak it. And y'all listen to this and let me know if it speaks to your heart. If you want to call in and give your testimony, call in at 347-826-7722. Your girl, Lushy Lush, Lush Radio Gospel, and God is good.
I'm going to just ask her to come up and just take us back, if she doesn't mind. Regina Bell, would you come up and just bless us tonight? Come on and greet with me. Marty, grab me along with us. Regina Bell!
Praise the Lord. God is just good. God is just good. Did you hear what I said? God is just good. I need about 3 more witnesses to just testify with me when I say that God is just good, and he's good all by himself. Here's an old song that my brother wrote for me. We're going back to the old church. I just need y'all to clap your hands for me. Can we do that? Thank you.
That's what it is. Praise the Lord. It's all about God being good, bringing you out of that dark place, bringing you out of the place that you think is so dark and you're so down and you feel like you can't recover and you can't come back from it. God is good. He can take you out of anything that you're in. I got to give him praise because he is so good to me. He has blessed me with so many wonderful people in my life. And you know what? When God wants good people in your life, he brings them to you. And when he wants bad people out of your life, he takes them away. And most of the time, God is so good to you that he lets you see the wolves in sheep clothing that are around you, might even be close to you. God makes them relevant to you before it's too late. God is good. And Regina Bell couldn't say it any more better than the way she did. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you need God and you call upon him. You call upon him and you tell him that you need him and you tell him that you love him because God is good. No matter what, God is good. God loves us. God loves you. I love you. God is true. He's the only true friend that you know. Praise be upon to God. And you know what? In life, sometimes you feel like the battle is just all yours, and you feel like you just can't make it, and you can't get through, and it's your battle. No, it's not your battle. It's you and his battle. So it's not yours. It's you and God, because God got your back no matter what. When your family's not there and your friend's not there, nobody's around, and you're standing all alone, and you have no money in your pocket, and you're standing in the rain, and you're homeless, what does God do? God helps you in your battle. God makes you that strong survivor. God is good. And I'm going to give you something from your Alon Adams. The battle is not yours, because it really isn't, you know. Lush Radio Gospel, giving you the gospel that means something to you.
Feel no hope.
Yes, yes, praise God, praise God. Remember, like I said, man, the battle is not yours. The battle is not yours. God is good all the time. And I'm sorry, but this is one of my favorite songs right here. And I got to play it again, you know. God is good, man. I got to play it again. I'm going to give it to y'all one more time. God is good. Give it to him, Regina.
I'm going to just ask her to come up and just take us back, if she doesn't mind. Regina Bell, would you come up and just bless us tonight? Come on and greet with me. Multi Grammy Award winner, Regina Bell.
Praise the Lord. God is just good. God is just good. Did you hear what I said? God is just good. I need about three more witnesses to just testify with me when I say that God is just good, and he's good all by himself. Here's an old song that my brother wrote for me. We're going back to the old show. I just need y'all to clap your hands for me. Can we do that?
Know that he brought me out of darkness. You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
No matter what you're going through, I know that you can stand. For your life is in His hand.
never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you are the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Worldwide exclusive. Holla at Rooly.com, www.rooly.com. Holla at them, official sponsors of Lush Radio. It's not a game. I got my Stunner Shades on, and I'm doing my 1-2, man. Holla at Rooly.com. It's not a game. Go check out the website, man. You're going to be impressed. Tell them Lush sent you, man. It's not a game, man. I got my Stunner game on. Do you?
It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com, man. It's nothing. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it.
Praise be to God, praise be to God. Like I said, if you want to call in and give us your testimony, call in at 347-826-7722. And if you have any prayer requests, or any names that you want to put out there to do prayer requests, you know, just email us, you know, or, you know, leave a message on lustradiogospel.ning.com in the prayer request section, and we'll definitely do, you know, a prayer, you know, on the prayer request. So, you know, God bless all of you guys. You know, definitely, you know, life is a struggle, and we are faced with, you know, demons, and we're faced with, you know, challenges and obstacles, and the devil plays tricks on us, but we have to be strong in the faith in God and strong in the church and just being at one with God and just having good religion, you know. You know, a lot of people say, you know, hey, they, you know, they don't have, you know, they're not religious, you know, and stuff like that. They're spiritual. There's nothing wrong with just having good religion. Just having good religion in your life and knowing God within yourself is a good thing. And like I said, once again, in your dark places in your life, God can bring you out no matter what, because God is good, like I said. And, you know, and when you're in need of God, you call on him and you put it all in his hands and you say, God, take my weight, carry my weight, God, God, do what you have for me and work your Holy Spirit on me, God, because I need you, God, right now. I need you right away. I need you, God, in my life right now. And I just feel like I just can't make it. God is good. Remember that. When the flesh and people turn their back on you, remember God is good. God is a friend through the end, and God will never change. No form, no fashion, God will stay the same because God is good. And you know what? Jesus will fix it. God will fix it no matter what. That's what we need to know. We're so concerned with the materialistic things that's going on and, you know, all this nonsense. But what you should be worried about is your spiritual connection with the one up above that knows you and loves you, who was there with you when you came from out of your mother's womb, that person that placed you here in this world, because God is good. God is good all the time. God, we love you and we give you praise. God, there are a lot of people in this world that are suffering, God. We ask you, God, to heal them, God, in whatever situation that they might be going through, whether it's diabetes, whether it's cancer, whether it is any situation that they're dealing with, God, and they're feeling any kind of pain, God, I call upon you and I ask upon you to heal them, God. God, we have people that are going through and fighting themselves, and they have a war going on inside of them. They don't know whether to go right or whether to go left or go to the front or go to the back, God. God, they are fighting themselves, God. And I ask upon you, God, to please, please, God, put your Holy Spirit on them and heal them from themselves and these demons that try to attack them, because the devil is a liar, God. God, we have children here that are going through things with their family. You know, God, I ask upon you to bless all of the children of the world, no matter what they're going through. Give them hope, God. Clear their mind and give them hope, God. You know, I want you to pray. I want to pray, God, for my brothers and sisters that are in Iraq right now, my fellow soldiers that are going through it right now. Bring them home safe, God. Let no weapon, shape, or form prosper against them, God, and bring them back home, God. Bring them back home to their families safe and intact, God. God, I pray for you to watch over my child and my friend's child and my family and my street queens and my friends and Bump and National Street Buzz and Consulting Guy and even my enemies. Even the people that try to take, you know, and try to do evil by me, God, I pray for them, God, to see the evil of their ways and show them the right way and to show them the right path, God. I pray for them, God. And, God, pray for me to keep on delivering your messages, God, and keep me rightful and keep me righteous and keep me, you know, on solid ground, God. I pray for you to help me, God, to see me through and through, to live life and to speak your name and to speak your words, God. I pray for you to watch over CG, you know, one of my street queens, and everything that's, you know, in regards to a magazine and everything like that to go through, God. Don't let anything that is negative to come before that. Let Emma be prosperous in everything that she is doing and her family be safe. Watch over Miss Toy, her business be safe. Watch over Felicia Sabri, you know. Let everything that she want to do come to pass. Watch over the set. She's going through a new job, God. Watch over her and let everything be well with her, God. You know, watch over the consulting guy, TJ, National Street Bump. Everybody that I have come in contact with and touched in a different way, God. Watch over the children's ministry with Pastor McCain. Watch over them. Watch over my children at the school that I teach. Please, God, watch over them. God, you are good all the time, and I can't ask you for too much, because, God, you are good to me all the time. Even in my down times, God, you teach me. You are good to me, and you love me no matter what, and accept me for who I am, God. I love you, and in my darkest hour, you show me the way, and you lead me, God. And in your name we pray, amen. And that's my prayer for the day. And like I told you, people, I love you, I told you that, you know, basically, you know, God is good all the time. And in your darkest hour, God can bring you out of your dark places. Praise be to Big Spook that just joined us in the chat room. You know, praise be upon to him. And God bless him on all his adventures and everything that he wants to do in life. God is good all the time. Check him out on www.myspace.com, Young Spook, and check him and support the brother. You know, we try to support people doing their thing and doing positive things in the community, you know, and praising God at the same time. No matter what, even if you've done wrong in your life in the past, God does not judge you. God loves you. And remember, like I said, the flesh might turn their back on you, but God will never turn his back on you. You understand? Check out www.myspace.com/psmusic09. Check out Big Spook. Support him in his movement. And also check out, you know, www.lushradiogospel.ning.com. And if you have any, like, prayers that you know that you wanted to put up for anybody, put it in there, you know, and we'll definitely say that prayer on the show each and every Sunday at 3:30. You know, we give God the praise, you know, and definitely give you good music to think on, you know, and get that sermon to you that you need. And I tell you, in those darkest hours, in those darkest days, God can bring you through it. And I want to give you this song called "Jesus Will Fix It." You know, sometimes we feel like we can control and we can handle everything, but we can't handle everything. We're not God. We're not perfect. But God, Jesus, God will fix it. God will make a way. So I'm going to play this song for you guys. You think about that. And if you have any testimonies about how God has gotten you through and saved you and how God loves you, or you just want to give him praise, or you just want to shout out and say you love listening to Lush Radio Gospel, call in at 347-826-7722, because we want to hear from you. God is good, and God will fix it.
Go ahead, Reverend, go ahead.
You know, that's all right. You know, I remember way back in the day, now, when we used to have the wood floors. Do y'all remember that? And we used to clap our hands like this. And we get a little stomp in our feet. And we sing those old great songs. Y'all remember the song? Let's sing a little bit of it. Let me see what I'm going to get one. Here goes. Jesus, I will fix it. I pour you.
Well,
your stomach right now. And I want you to take us to church. Come on. Right here.
Right there.
Yeah. Come on.
Right there. Right. Have you tried Jesus?
He's all.
Can't feel no heart.
like I said, once again, the battle is not yours. God has your side and got your back. So no matter what, you have to keep your head up and stand up tall, and you can make it. I want to thank all my listeners. Check out www.theconsultingguy.net, National Street Bus, streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. If you have any prayer requests, just check out www.lushradiogospel.ning.com. And in the prayer request section, we'll definitely take in consideration, and we'll do their prayer request for you. If you have any events or anything that's going on and you want us to shout it out on Lush Radio Gospel, let me know. We love you here. And if nobody told you they love you, I love you. Lush Radio Gospel, bringing the gospel to the masses. We love you, and we accept you for who you are. God is good all the time. God bless every last one of you guys out here, okay? And my song again, you know, that I love really, 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 that I need you now, Smokey. Boy, you can sing, boy, you can sing. Praise the Lord. I'm going to leave y'all with this and check out me. Check me out each and every Sunday at 3:30. Praise the Lord. God is good.
Not a second for another minute, not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right. I need you now, I need you now, I need you now, I need you now. Not another second, another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before, to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in need. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. Be strong, Lord. The feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat, the ways of trials that